staying on the outer courts. There's a lot that goes on the outer courts. But God wants to invite you, the King wants to invite you into the throne room. Will you take a step into his throne room? Will you take a step closer to the King? There is nothing that you've ever done. There's nothing that you've ever experienced, nothing that you've ever seen that causes you to be unworthy to come before the King, to come into his throne room. He beckons us to come to him, to encounter him, to kneel before his throne, to have a relationship, commune with him. And I want you to see yourself coming into the throne room before the King, because you have the King's attention. You have been created to worship him, to adore him. And how lovely and how beautiful it is to do that. And so tonight, take that step close to the King. He says, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. And put everything at his feet and just let him lavish his love on you. Oh, he's desperate to know you. He's desperate for you to come in close to the King. Can you do that? Let's lift our hands and close our eyes and just picture him there. Picture him on the throne. What is that moment for you to adore the King, to come right up close? How will you love him tonight? How will you express your adoration to the King? Jesus, we love you. Come on, take a minute and just tell him how much you love him, how much you trust him. Jesus, we adore you. We love you. We love you. You're so precious. You're so beautiful. You're excellent in all your ways. You're so holy. You're so righteous. Oh, King, we adore you. Oh, King, oh, Majesty, you're worthy and you're holy. We love to worship you. We love you, Jesus. Oh, So gracious and kind. We adore you, Father. We thank you for your presence here tonight.